The Alexander Archipelago wolf didn't go on the endangered species list in 2016 after it was petitioned by six conservation groups. But the feds and the state are looking at ways to stabilize the wolf population on Prince of Wales Island. In a joint effort, new recommendations were released this month. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more on how this holistic approach still leaves open a lot of questions.
Gretchen Roffler, a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, isn't taking any chances. We're standing alone in a dim-lit basement.
So a couple months ago, I ordered a new supply of lure and had it delivered to our office, and it showed up just in a cardboard box, and everyone in the building could smell it.
So today, she's agreed to show me the wolf bait, or lure, away from people. Roffler uses it to count the number of wolves on Prince of Wales Island.
And you will see, it has quite a potent cache.
Roffler pulls the lid off a white bucket and removes a bottle from two plastic bags. It looks yellowish brown, almost syrupy. And the smell?
It's got an odor of skunk. It's a little oniony. The wolves find it irresistible.
So irresistible, they roll on baited barbed wire that collects their hair like a comb. Roffler uses the hair to estimate the wolf population.
Instead of marking them with a physical thing like a wolf collar, we mark them genetically.
Back in 1994, the state thought there were over 260 wolves living on Prince of Wales Island. The animals are tracked using radio collars and flyover aerial surveys. Roffler now uses the hair snare method, and her team's last count places that population at about 100 wolves. The reason for the decline? Well, that depends on who you ask.
There's a significant segment of the trapping community that's interested in protecting a local deer population for human hunters.
That's Steve Brockman, a federal employee with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He's part of a group that includes Alaska's Department of Fish and Game and the U.S. Forest Service, agencies that say they're interested in keeping the wolf population on Prince of Wales sustainable. After a year of meetings, the group came up with some guidelines, built around a philosophy Brockman calls managing the ecosystem.
Wolves, humans, deer, and timber.
He says the timber that was harvested in the 1960s left changes on the landscape of Prince of Wales.
A lot of places that were logged during that period have now grown back to dense stands of young growth that really do offer poor habitat for deer.
Which, he says, can mean fewer deer on the island. So the guidelines suggest opening up spots of young growth trees, creating a good place to grow food for the deer. And Brockman says more deer on Prince of Wales could mean more wolves, too. Keep in mind, people are allowed to hunt or trap a set number of wolves on Prince of Wales. Brockman says some do it for the wolf pelt, and some do it because they believe they're competing with the wolves for deer. He says it becomes a problem when the taking of the wolves is excessive.
We found wolves dead. It's not that they didn't come back. It's that we found them dead in the woods with a bullet hole in them or with trap wounds or in a snare or something like that and not reported.
Of those that get reported, Fish and Game was notified of around 28 wolf kills on Prince of Wales by the end of last season. The quota was set at 11. Ryan Scott, the regional supervisor with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, worked on the new guidelines with the other agencies. And he says, yes, there are still some wolves that wind up dead. As he puts it, from unreported human-caused mortality.
Certainly there's some level of that happening, but it's not happening at the level that it may have been occurring in the past.
In fact, Scott says the wolf population on Prince of Wales is increasing, from 89 wolves in 2014 to now more than 100. So I ask, is there still a reason to be concerned?
I don't think so. Yeah, they seem very healthy.
Even so, the new guidelines that Scott helped create do call for coming up with a target number.
How many wolves should be on Prince of Wales Island?
Nobody knows. We don't know. And I think that a lot of additional conversation is going to have to happen to figure that out.
But everyone does agree. These guidelines, they're a work in progress. And additional conversations need to happen. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.